The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. It's Friday and time for today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 27th of April, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now, as always, in about 5 minutes. Ah, the Amazon Echo, and particularly Alexa. Well, don't start saying things to Alexa you don't want her to remember, because she's going to start remembering. That's right, Alexa will soon be smarter and a bit more natural sounding, according to Amazon, so that it interacts with you better. This will include Alexa being able to recall information you told her to remember. This was all unveiled at the keynote presentation at the World Wide Web Conference in France. Now, starting out in the U.S., of course, yeah, let's announce it in France, but we'll start it out in the U.S., why not? You'll be able to ask Alexa to remember important information to be retrieved, say, on a certain date. Say, like, hey, remember so-and-so's birthday here and there. Then Alexa say, sure, I'll remember that. Then on that day, they'll say, hey, guess what? It's you and who's birthday. Now, no, this isn't nothing new. Google Assistant's actually kind of had this feature already. And, of course, we've had reminders, but nothing quite like this. The other cool feature we're going to be seeing is how she interacts with you. Alexa will be able to understand a more fluid conversation without having to always say, hey, Alexa, or Alexa all the time. The example they actually gave was, hey Alexa, how's the weather in Paris? Then when she says that, you can say, well, how's it looking for the weekend? Without having to say her name once again. Yeah, it's kind of nice, isn't it? A little bit more conversational, a little bit of human-like. Meanwhile, Siri and the HomePod... get ready for Spectacles 2. No, it's not some crappy Hollywood movie for the summer. It's Snapchat's new Spectacles. That's right, if you got $150 in your pocket to say, I don't know what to do with this. Well, starting today, you can pre-order the second generation of the Spectacles. Mind you, you're probably saying, wait a minute, that's more expensive than the last ones. And you would be correct. $20 more. So for $20 more, are you going to get anything extra? Well, a few things. They're actually going to be water resistant this time. And the slow uploads that you had with the last ones, apparently that's been improved too. However, though, if you were looking for something a little bit more snazzy, I don't know, a little more professional looking, other than like the Spectacles one, you're going to have to look elsewhere. Yep, they look just as dumb as the first ones. Mozilla, yes, of course, the people behind our lovely Firefox browser. Well, they have launched Hubs. What is Hubs? Well, apparently, it's a social browser-based web VR experiment. Oh, boy, an experiment means beta. Now, we've known for quite a while that Mozilla's been pretty gung-ho when it comes to VR. Yes, virtual reality. Like a lot of other companies right now. So, that's why they've launched Hubs. So, how do you get in through Hubs? Well, through any browser. Then you can choose the name of your virtual room, a robotic avatar, and then a name for yourself, of course. Chances are it probably won't be your real name. Then you interact with friends. How do you do that? Well, you copy and paste a URL, you send that out to them, and then they come on in and you're part of this old VR world. Yeah, you're starting to get the idea why I'm telling you this, right? It's Friday. Nobody wants to work today. We got the weekend coming up. Here's how to pass the time right now. Finally, speaking of passing the time, we all know that vinyl's made a big comeback, and we're also hearing about, yes, those little things called cassette tapes. They're also making a comeback. But hey, if you love the sound of those cassettes from the 80s, or even the really bad ones from the 70s, you're gonna love this. Why don't you just get on your computer right now and point that browser to Web Cassette. Ah, yes, this is the place where you can take those MP3s you have on your hard drive right now and say, you know what? I'm looking for something a little less better in sound quality. I've actually had a play with this today, and, you know, for me being an analog guy, I think they're really manipulating the sound quite a bit. There are cassettes that actually sound pretty good. This is probably going more along the lines of your first Sony Walkman from 1979 sound. However, though, you can really go into detail of just how you want your cassettes to sound from your MP3s. You can do tape quality, motor quality, and even head quality. All those form factors that just make up those analog tapes sound all so wonderful and sometimes not so wonderful. If you've got a a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNewsGmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for everything that is BTN. You can find the podcast over there, of course. Our blog is constantly being updated, as well as our review section, too. Also, we're on our social media sites, too. Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter, of course, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And you hear me talk about it every single episode of the BTN News Show. So if you haven't come on over already, what are you waiting for? I'm talking about our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. Do it right now. Join us, BritishTech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. Don't worry, though. We'll be back next week getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen. But until then, have yourself one heck of a great Friday and a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.